Morning.
Morning, sir.
I have two sublease approvals for you this morning, and they're both just a little bit different. In the first one, you're approving the sublease itself, and in the second one, you're granting approval to the tenant to sublease. You're not really addressing the document. The first one is Georgetown Air Services. They currently sublease 100 square feet to Northrop Grumman Services Corporation for use as office space and storage for some test equipment. That sublease expires at the end of this year, and this new sublease amendment extends that for a period of 3 years. Since I put the sublease in your packet, there were some minor issues as to form, typos, and some other things that we're still working out with the county attorney. And that's why the motion will be to approve the sublease, but the form will be approved by the county attorney. There's some minor things that need to be changed, nothing that changes the substance of the lease. I have a motion for that.
We couldn't get that done before this.
No, that was an issue, to be honest with you, with our office, with me and one of the attorneys. And I talked to Mr. Hicken today and told him that we could have that issue done for him, that they were anxious to get it on the agenda today.
Read your motion, please, sir. Thank you.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the First Amendment to the Georgetown Air Services sublease with Northrop Grumman Systems Corporation. The form shall be approved by the county attorney.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second. Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson is not here. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. The second one is with William Breedis, otherwise known as California Closets in the Industrial Park. He's got 2,000-3,000 square foot buildings on the property. He leases the land from us and owns the buildings. He needs your approval to sublease one of the buildings to AG Adams Construction to use that as office space and then the rest of the building for machinery maintenance, equipment maintenance. There won't be any heavy equipment storage there. He's got another facility for that. He requires your approval to sublease, and we would also have to change the verbiage in his lease for what that property can be used for. Right now, it can only be used for building closet systems, basically. So if you do approve the sublease, we'll have the lease amended to allow that use for the property.
Yeah, motion.
Any questions? Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the use of Lot 20B at the Sussex County Industrial Air Park for use as office space and equipment repair, and consents to William Breedis entering into a commercial lease agreement with AG Adams Construction, LLC, for the use of Lot 20B.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Second. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Mr. Phillips has a question.
We approved an economic development process today to maybe get some more businesses in here. I've been a strong advocate for infrastructure, which the airport provides. Is there anything in the big picture that you believe we need out at the airport? Of course, we're expanding the runway. Pats, are there hangars adequate, or are we kind of 30 years behind on?
Their hangars are adequate for what they're doing now. We've talked in the past about if they get into the 757 business, that's going to require an additional hangar, which the last time they went through that process was about a $6 million endeavor.
Who would pay for that?
Sorry?
In the past, who would be responsible for
the tenant? The tenant would pay for that.
Is that something that we could encourage through a cooperative effort?
We had talked in the past about structuring their rent in such a way to help them out with some of the construction costs. And
is there currently a spot for that?
Yes.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
It would seem that if we could encourage them either through a financial partnership or a rent arrangement, the more money that they invest out there, the more secure I think those jobs are and the greater prospect for expanding the job pool. Would you agree?
Yes.
I have a question along those lines, too, Vance. I spoke with the president of PATS, and he mentioned that, the internet service there is not, is inadequate. In fact, he's got better service in his house than he's got there at the airport. I don't know how we're going to be able to lease to all these businesses with substandard internet service. I don't know what, you know, I'm open. What are we going to do, if anything?
I think we should. That's another infrastructure type investment that I think would be appropriate for our government.
Well, why is it? Is that true? I mean, is it inadequate? I mean, there's all kinds of ways to get internet.
We've done a couple of different surveys out there, and there hasn't been enough interest in upgrading the internet service out there to make it cost effective. We've dealt with Comcast in the past, and it's $150,000 or so just to get to the park from there where the line drops off on Park Avenue. It's doable. It just depends on how much money you want to spend to have it done and whether it's worth it for the one or two customers out there that have expressed the interest.
I thought we had a T1 system. This may be antiquated here. That was super fast, and I didn't realize that ran through Comcast. Does that ring a bell?
I think PATS uses Verizon right now. I'm not sure exactly what line they have, but they do have a fiber network that they've been putting in out there through Verizon.
My understanding is that they have asked for upgrades, and Verizon will not do it. That's what I was told.
Any leverage that we can use as a government to encourage these companies, I would think you'd find the support here at council.
Right. Well, like I said, Comcast will do it. Their service ends out there on Park Avenue, and you know, as long as somebody wants to pay the money to bring it into the park and distribute it, they'll do it. It's not a question of whether they want to do it. It's just who's going to pay for it.
Are you trying to say, gang, that maybe the county ought to fund as again an incentive to say that, you know, here's our park and we've got this great broadband service or internet service, and along with our sewer and our water and our proximity to you know, good markets and et cetera, so that would be just another thing. So is there a way that maybe we could fund it?
A portion of it
or whatever, but I know like some towns have, you know, their whole city is wireless or something. Is there a way we can go wireless and make it fiber? Like some, is it something Todd could, you know, maybe look into and maybe come with a number and sit here with Jim and see if there's a way that we could fund something like that?
Why don't we ask
a possibility, you know,
through Mr. Lawson to have the IT department. Yeah. I think that's their kind of bailiwick to have
do an analysis.
Tom, look at that and come back with some suggestions. And
a lot of the topics that you're discussing now, we are working preliminarily on to address to council to provide options. So perhaps we could package that in the right time and in the right discussion, put it on the agenda for a presentation.
I don't know how it affects the rent at the airport, but I've had people tell me that they wouldn't even live here because our service is so poor. And that they have great service upstate, you know, and they say, well, I'm sorry, but we have a reputation for poor internet service. I'm sorry. That's the fact. We're underserved.
Yeah.
So
people move down here because of our quality of life, not because of the internet.
Well, you want business to come here?
They'll come here.
Thank you, Jim.
They'll come
here. Rob Davis.
They won't live here because there's poor internet.
Doctors. Publisher of the Cape Gazette. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Chip, when you get a chance, could you take down that screen, please?
We have another presentation.
Okay, thank you. Leave it up there. It's a good idea.
You're very efficient, Chip.
You're always a step ahead, Chip. Always a step ahead.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
The engineering department is requesting permission to prepare and post public hearing notices for a public hearing that will consider a request to annex a parcel of land into the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. A written request to annex the parcel and a $1,500 application fee has been provided by the property owner. A map showing the parcel proposed for annexation and the existing sewer district boundary is to my left, and there's one in your packet. The parcel to be added is shown crosshatched and in yellow. The parcel is located on the easterly side of Mount Joy Road, west of the intersection with John Williams Highway. And landmarks in the area include the Nanticoke Indian Museum, Mary Mother of Peace Church, and Royal Farm Store. The parcel is approximately 75.48 acres and is proposed for development of a 99-lot single-family subdivision with a clubhouse and pool. Design and construction of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District expansion number one included design considerations and sewer upgrades that have been funded by the developer. Sewer capacity is adequate for the 99 homes on the parcel, and a sanitary sewer concept plan has been approved by the engineering department for the proposed project. The map to my left shows major sewer lines in the area. There's 8-inch gravity that runs through River Village, and the proposed connection point is right here. The development will have a pump station approximately in the center of the development. Then it will come out by Force Main down Mount Joy Road and connect to the proposed connection point. The developer will also provide a gravity line that comes out to Mount Joy Road and a connection point for future extension to other parcels. The pump station will include capacity to serve 5 off-site parcels, so we can bring those, get sewer service to those in the future as well. The developer will pay approximately $364,500 in systems connection fees, and the public hearing is tentatively proposed to be held at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, December 4th, 2012, here in the County Council Chambers. Are there any questions?
Has Indian Town Farms been approached?
No. There, we've not had requests. We could consider it at some future time, but
they're on on-site systems. It looks like they have very large lots, so they could be not a problem.
Yeah. Any more questions? You have a motion, sir?
I do, sir. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District to include one parcel of land as presented on November 13th, 2012.
Make a motion.
Second. Motion, Ms. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Ms. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Very much.
Brad Hawks, come on down. West Complex Renovations.
Yes. Good morning, all. A couple months ago, the engineering department was tasked to look at a couple of options for some improvements at the West Complex building. And we're going to show you what we worked on and what our thoughts are. And this is basically just an informational format to decide whether we're going to be moving forward with this project. I think they're all at the bottom here is what Sarah
West
said.
Complex.
Yeah, but I think she already had them all open.
Yeah. Yes. They're separate files, so we're going to show the schematics.
Currently, this is your
ugly building.
Too large.
Okay.
Yeah. Currently, that's the one they're going to name after
is
me.
Ugly. This is your facility at the West Complex, and we recently, over the course of the last year or so, we've tried to emphasize this main entrance. And if you'll recall, once in the past, we had a lease agreement with others at this building, and this kind of shadowy looking entrance over here was used by the tenant. And so the process we've gone through of for circulation purposes and various different things, we were focusing on this entrance. So when you come in that entrance, we have constructed this visual here, and it helps the flow of the of the facility. But before long, you kind of run into this avenue, which is not very conducive to someone who wished to use the elevator or have access to the second floor. So our process, what we were tasked to do was look at ways to improve the flow within the building, particularly how that might incorporate the elevator. So we have we've done that with a couple of schematic drawings. And let's talk first floor first. The process of where down in this area, just off this drawing, it would be the front entrance, the main entrance. That shadowy entrance, or the old tenant entrance, was here. Currently, the paramedics in this area here have a training room that we have looked at putting a hallway through here, which would decrease the footprint of the training room a little bit, and we have had discussions with the EMS folks, and they've been a part of this, and understanding that they're losing a little square footage in this process, but it is to increase the flow of the foot traffic. And so we have looked at how to accommodate that, and we have a plan which installs a hallway and rehabs that, renovates that training room. That's the almost the entire scope of the first floor, is creating a corridor that provides for traffic flow, foot traffic flow. The next item that we have, the other item that we looked at was the second floor. And if you're familiar at all with the building here, you can come up the elevator to the second floor. There's a rear staircase, and there is a forward staircase that accesses this second floor. So some in the past, we had a tenant here, and we're choosing to occupy this space now. And what this currently looks like, that's not... This currently looks like a bit of a corn maze of on the second floor, and it's just not laid out in a way that's cohesive for future use. Mr. Lawson is talking about a training center, kind of a full-time county access training center, maybe a conference room area, things like that, and it's this setup just does not work at all for that. So
office parties.
So we're looking to take over the top floor.
That's correct. That picture there and Mr. Hawk's CAD rendering right there represents nearly 3,000 square feet of office space that currently doesn't get used at all.
Right.
And as you can see, is in disrepair.
So the corn maze, if you will, would be in this area. All of those, that area would be demolished, all totally renovated, and we would have a large conference area meeting space here, I call it a multi-purpose room, and then we would have a more of a dedicated training room, that the idea that we could put computers and leave things set up. Right now we call our IT department and ask them, set something up here, set something up there, make use of this conference room. So there is a...
it would be like for staff development? I mean, send our staff people over to get training? Is that what we're...
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm only involved in the nuts and bolts of how to accomplish it.
Right.
So we have some schematics at this point, and Mr. Lawson wanted the council to have an opportunity to view these things and have some internal discussions as to, how we would... or if we would proceed. So this basically just for information. We really don't change the actual footprint, nothing. This is totally interior renovations, and it just, we have reviewed the idea with the fire marshal and things of that nature, so we feel like we've covered all the bases so that we don't encounter any snags if we were moving forward with occupancies and things of that nature. So we're far enough along to have a pretty good idea of how to move forward, but Mr. Lawson wanted to bring this to you before we went any further.
Well, I would think it'd be all about the money, basically. You know, how much is it going to cost, and what we plan to do. I mean, just to move out some partitions and put new carpet and paint is not a big deal.
That's correct.
You know, now, we could go, you know, crazy on, you know, like some government bodies do and make, you know, grandiose rooms, but just for what the purpose of a training center, I mean, I would just recommend that we, you know, we keep it.
That you're right.
Make it nice and updated and lighting and stuff like that, but not to.
Well, the question begs, like, how much are you thinking about spending? Yeah.
Well, this was approved in the budget for 2013, and what you are seeing right now is within budget.
Which is
105,000. The other thing that we failed to mention is on the first floor, we are outside of ADA compliance, and we need to put that first floor hallway in so that members of the public and staff have access to the elevator. And that was the beginning of discussions for this entire construction project. And then when we realized that we want to have a training, I would call it a training room, not a training center, and we had all that space upstairs unused, we looked at doing both projects at the same time.
Mm-hmm. But it's not going to be a 3,000 square foot training center.
No.
It is. It's going to be.
What? There's a divide. There's a. Right.
There's petition walls here. I'll call them standard walls as opposed to what's there. So there will be a dedicated room with, you know, doors that can be locked and equipment that can be kept secure.
And then the rest of the area is basically just going to be some space that will be available for overflow if we have an office be shifted or
that's whatever. Correct. The West Complex is used by both our departments and outside departments like the Aging Committee for their public meetings. This would improve and enhance the meeting space. The left-hand side of that wall would just remain an open area for those types of public meetings.
So we'll have a space there for that.
Some future use, possibly. Okay. Does anybody ever know that if this building was built so that you could maybe put another level on it?
Is there a couple more, please?
A penthouse.
Not a penthouse, but...
Yes, this was a pre-engineered metal building, and you cannot build another floor without constructing new support columns to support that third floor. So you would have to build the columns over top. It almost would be a standalone structure.
All right. But it could be done because it is a good location. It's accessible for public, and you know, we always talk about the future of this county and growth and stuff. And
I do remember when the tenant's lease expired, the long-term vision was to go back and take the space over for our own needs at the time.
Any more questions of council?
With that $100,000+, will there be any improvement in the wiring, the high-tech aspects of it?
There, we've looked at all of that. There's fairly significant, you know, IT wiring. I have talked with our IT department. Part of that work would be actually done internally with their cooperation, but there's heating, there's electrical, air conditioning, you know, all of the, we've looked at the whole picture, and we didn't really want to release too many details before we go through a bidding process, you know, from a cost perspective. It just kind of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy if you put too many numbers out there. But yes, we've looked at a lot of different angles here that would make the, you know, room usable for its intended purpose.
And you said it would be wheelchair accessible upstairs would be.
Yes, we have looked at that whole concept and the fire marshal as well for.
All right.
Yes. So that was part of the review.
Okay. And we'll collect question of council. Thank you, sir, for your presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Ox.
Julie Cooper.